I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Article 6, Clause 2 of the Constitution reads in part, "This Constitution and the laws of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land." That text, now called the Supremacy Clause, arose from the central question at the Constitutional Convention of 1787. How much power should states cede to the national government? Most of the debate at the state level over ratification of the new Constitution revolved around this basic question. Still, it was recognized early that if a national government was to function at all, federal laws could not be constantly subject to preemption by conflicting state laws. As James Madison said in Federalist Paper 44,
"It would have seemed the authority of the whole society everywhere subordinate to the authority of the parts. It would have seemed a monster in which the head was under the direction of the members."
The Supremacy Clause assumes the priority of federal authority, but only when that authority is expressed in the Constitution itself. The Supremacy Clause is considered a cornerstone of the United States federal political structure. The Supremacy Clause notwithstanding, each state retains broad discretion to pass its own laws, some of which can affect commercial insurance coverage. Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance is licensed in all 50 states and can be a resource wherever you do business. Set up a no-cost consultation at HibbsHallmark.com.